The Cardinals Cheerleader of the Week is presented by Bud Light.
Hey, Cards fans, I'm Allison, and I'm your Cheerleader of the Week. I have been on the team for one season, so this is my rookie season, and I would say my favorite part so far has been just being a part of the Cardinals organization. They have such a great reputation for being the standard of excellence, whether it's with community activities or talent. So what I do outside of cheering, my schedule is packed. I have two kids. They are amazing, awesome. So between them, I'm in school. It's my last semester in graduate school. I've been a nurse for several years, and I decided to go back to get my doctorate as a family nurse practitioner. And yeah, between family and school and Cardinals and everything else, I am booked indefinitely. Things that are on my bucket list, they all have to do with traveling. I haven't traveled at all, so first, I would love to go to China and do like a cartwheel or toe touch or something on the Great Wall of China. And I would love to go to Finland and see the Northern Lights. I have to hike the Pacific Crest Trail at some point in time. So yeah, just a lot of adventures and fun new places. I would say the most challenging part of being an NFL cheerleader is breaking the stereotype. I feel like a lot of people think that we just do this and it's really easy to show up to games and dance. And it's actually really hard. It's a lot of work, and that we're all really amazing, successful, smart women outside of this. So if I play football, which I can, I would definitely be on offense as a wide receiver. And it's because I want to be able to make the touchdowns and spike the ball and do the dance at the end. So that's my reason.